Our guest of the cafe this morning is the director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak, Burt Cooper. Burt, good morning.
Hey, John. Mark, good morning. Yeah. Thank you.
You're telling me about some exciting plans, and this is something that is still in the development stage, but a very firm idea in your mind. You all do transitional housing for people, and you're looking to make some pretty major expansion of your transitional housing with Community Seeds.
Brother, currently we have three houses, two-bedroom, one-bath houses that we have occupied with folk who are transitioning in life. You know, they can stay with us a minimum of 180 days, and there's no maximum. As long as they're making progress and seeking life change through the Word of God and through practical ministry as well as, you know, secular ministry for jobs for themselves and careers for themselves, they can remain in our program. The addition to that, John Mark, is that we have approached a family about supporting our community. We have enough space on the properties that we own to build approximately 30 to 34 new homes, two-bedroom, two-bath, three-bedroom, two-bath, in South Hunt County for about 16 new families in one location and 14 in another. So about 30 to 35 homes that we have the space to be able to build new houses in. So we're pretty excited about that. And I'll also mention that we have another piece of property in Sulphur Springs in Hopkins County that we're going to put veterans on that property. We have a plan on the drawing board, same family, to support it, that we think we can build between 10 to 12 mini homes for our veterans, those men and women who've fallen through the cracks. They may be homeless. Right. They may be addicted. They have issues. They've fallen through the cracks, and we want to support our veterans just as we want to support those who are transitioning or homeless in our communities, and that's Hunt, Hopkins, and Raines counties.
Mm-hmm. Now, these homes, first of all, we'll come back to the veterans idea in a minute, but the 30 to 35 new homes, these would be not all located there necessarily close to Community Seeds in Lone Oak, but in different locations in the south part of Hunt County.
Actually, that's not true. They will be in Lone Oak. We have three properties, John Mark, in Lone Oak area, and we can build all of those homes just in the properties that we have here.
I see.
Now, we also have properties over in the Quinlan area. Right now, we don't have a development plan for that because of the nature of that property. Its terrain is going to be challenging for us to put homes there. But here in Lone Oak, beautiful flat properties. We've purchased these by God's grace. People have been very generous to us, those 30, 35 homes will be here, and the 10, 12 homes for the veterans will be over in Sulphur Springs.
And that's also property that Community Seeds,
yes, sir,
owns.
Yes, sir.
Well, fantastic. We're talking with Burt Cooper, director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak, and so there's a particular family that would be in a position to help you fund the construction of these homes.
Yes, sir. And we would depend on the community for prayer as well as volunteers in the homes. And also we're looking at putting in a men's rehab facility on about 30 acres of land that we're in negotiations for even as we speak. And that rehab facility will take in men who are homeless, men who are transitioning, men with addictions, men who were previously incarcerated but want life change, again, through the Word of God. But we will depend on the community and our community of churches to provide instruction to these men, examples to these men, encouragement to these men. It's the model that we're using, John Mark, is a model called Denton Freedom House up in Denton, Texas. They've been very successful, and they are helping us, adopting us, if you will, to be able to put that plan together. But their purpose and our purpose is to liberate broken men from bondage of sin and addiction by the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, John, we want to equip these men to become prosperous citizens in our community.
Do you have any idea how many men you could provide?
No, exactly. We will start off in phase one with 36 men on this property, because this property that we're looking at already has the housing for that. We will build a new administration building there, as well as add great things like a workout facility, a library, a chapel, It'll be a well-equipped facility, but we'll fund that going forward. We will fund that by having a ranch. So we'll raise cattle, sheep, pigs, goats on that property. And we also work on work with a company that does equine therapy. So we also have gardening. We're going to do hydroponic gardening as well as regular vertical gardening.
Oh, my goodness. And we should say this is all in the development stage. This is still
in the development planning stage. We've had great visits with these families, the families that have said they'll support this. All in development stage, but we feel very comfortable to be able to mention it to your publics because we believe God has his hand right in the middle of it and will allow this to come to fruition before too long.
We're going to run out of time here real quick, but you've had a recently completed another welding class.
John Mark, again, there's a shortage of over 3 million welders in America. We know the importance of welding, as well as our certified nurses aid classes that will be starting in the fall. But, we just graduated a class from our welding.
Bert, we'll talk to you again soon about your incubator kitchen, which is coming along and is going to be opening soon, and then also your nursing assistant class that'll start in the fall, all right?
Thank you, John Mark.
All right, great, Bert. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
God bless.
All right, Bert Cooper, Director of Community Seeds at Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on 88.9 KETR.